This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing on Monday a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight the fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions comes as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. Schools, colleges will be closed for face-to-face instructions. All non-essential shops and personal care services like hairdressers will be closed, and restaurants can only operate takeout services. People are urged to work from home unless it's impossible to do so. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress on a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections today. The outcome of the Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of Vice President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term in the White House. Republicans are unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights, but fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia on Monday night, Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although Republican officials there say that did not occur. America's capital city, Washington, D.C., mobilizing the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Trump supporters as Congress votes Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Trump supporters are planning to rally in Washington today and Wednesday, seeking to bolster the outgoing president's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. A defense official says the guards will be used for traffic control and other assistance. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The New York Stock Exchange, says it will no longer go ahead with plans to remove three Chinese telecommunications companies from the index in compliance with an executive order issued by President Trump. The exchange said Monday on its website that it reversed its previous decision after further consultation with regulators. The stock exchange said last Saturday was removing the state-owned China Telecom Corporation Limited, China Mobile Limited, and China Unicom Hong Kong Limited under Trump's order issued in November that bars American companies and individuals from investing in at least 31 firms believed to be linked to the Chinese military. A U.S. prosecutor said a pharmacist in the state of Wisconsin told police he tried to ruin hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine because he felt the shots weren't safe. Police in Grafton arrested Advocate Aurora health pharmacist Stephen Brandenburg, last week following an investigation into 57 spoiled vials of the Moderna vaccine, which officials say contained enough doses to inoculate more than 500 people. A judge ordered Brandenburg not to work in the healthcare field and not to have contact with the Aurora employees. He has since been fired from his job. Mexico's president welcomed the rejection by a British judge of the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges and offered him political asylum and protection in Mexico if the offer from Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador materializes. It could become a sticking point between Mexico and the U.S., since the United States prosecutors have charged Assange with more than a dozen espionage charges. A judge on Monday in the U.S. blocked the Trump administration from sanctioning human rights lawyers for supporting the work of the World's War Crimes Tribunal, the International Criminal Court. Trump had authorized economic and travel sanctions against employees of the Hague-based ICC and anyone supporting its work, including an inquiry into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan between 2003 and 2014. A Justice Department spokesman declined to comment. A Biden administration may consider lifting those sanctions as it evaluates the use of sanctions and foreign policy, according to two sources. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.